about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Got a lot to talk about. Apparently, breast implants and boob jobs are not as popular as chin implants. Now, I guess that is the biggest thing, chin implants. Personally, I have a couple extra I could donate to the cause, but we'll talk about that. Then, I guess, for people having an asthmatic attack, they have come up with a treatment where they shoot you with some electricity, and this blast is supposed to help you with your breathing. Kind of interesting stuff. I don't know if I particularly want that, but we'll talk about that. Also, there's an implant that will allow your heart to tell you when you're about to go into cardiac arrest. All right? I guess so you could run to the nearest emergency room or call 911. Pretty cool stuff. And so as you can see, we have an extremely busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking your calls, of course, toll free, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking your emails at drdahlia.com. Of course, you could follow us on Twitter. It looks like KDWN in Las Vegas, Nevada is playing the second hour of the Dr. Dahlia Show after the first. So you guys are getting more Dr. Dahlia each night. That's great. Thank you all for my affiliates tuning in, XM, Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen, and a big, super juicy hug to Kyle. All right, so what do we got here? Off-label drug use appears common. Well, of course it does. People are using medications that they aren't supposed to, right? Like Viagra. I know a lot of you women are taking your husband's Viagra. Not supposed to. That's off-label. Now, people are like, okay, what does it mean? Off-label, on-label. Well, whatever's on the label is the FDA quote-unquote label. So if a medication is an antidepressant, okay, you're supposed to just use that for depression. If, let's say, you're using a medication for restless leg syndrome, just for that, okay? But if you're trying to use a medication off-label for something else, it's not illegal, right? It's not regulated. So the FDA can't say, all right, well, that's the proper dosing for this or that. But, you know, realize many people and doctors and pharmaceuticals are used for a variety of reasons, right, without the FDA approving them for each and every disease, because that's pretty expensive to test for each and every disease. So they test for the main one that they want to use this for and market it for, all right? And they, you know, and remember, the company only has really one shot at this. If not, they lose all the millions of dollars that they put into it. So what they do is they put all their hopes on, let's say, Zoloft for depression. And they use it for, they pass the studies, they pass the clinical trials, you know, that other doctors will say, well, I really don't want to use it for depression. I really kind of want to use it for anxiety, or I've used Zoloft on my patients having stomach upset and bowel issues or sleep disorder. I had one, I used it for blood pressure. You know, he was on 4 blood pressure medications. He was so stressed. And I'm like, why don't we try some Zoloft? We put him on Zoloft and his blood pressure, I was able to take him off one of his medicines. Still has a blood pressure problem, obviously. Still needs to be medicated, but we weren't getting anywhere with 4 medications. So that's an off-label use, okay? So in the study, they examined more than 250,000 electronic prescriptions for more than 50,000 patients from 2005 through 2009 by 113 doctors in a primary care network in Canada. Yeah, there's your privacy for you guys. That's what happens with electronic, but, you know. The study results were released in the Archives of Internal Medicine. About 11% of the medications were prescribed for off-label use, and 79% of off-label use lacks strong scientific evidence. So many of these medicines were central nervous system drugs, antibiotics, ear, nose, and throat medications. Yeah, like eustachian tube dysfunction. When you have ear pain, right, I'm not going to give you Lortab for that. If you have eustachian tube dysfunction, where the tube that connects the sinuses to the ear starts to feel clogged, we'll use allergy medication, your anti-allergy sprays. And it's safe. It seems to work. Yeah. The study also found that drugs with 3 or 4 approved uses were less likely to be prescribed off-label. I know, but it costs money to get 3 or 4 uses on these medications. I know. So kind of interesting stuff. Interesting. You know, and we've seen some very, very, interesting uses. Like, for example, Viagra. Viagra was used for erectile dysfunction only after it wasn't chosen to be used as a cardiac medication. Now, that medication is a cardiac medication. Like when we talk about diabetes and having patients on ACE inhibitors to protect their kidneys. Again, these ACE inhibitors do protect your kidneys and help prevent diabetic nephropathy. Yet the ACE inhibitors are supposed to be for just for blood pressure. I mean, that's their ideal use for blood pressure, although I do think they did get an indication for those. So anyway, off-label use, I mean, just be very careful. Just because your next-door neighbor, right, pops, I guess, a pill. Like many people, they'll take Lortab to go to sleep at night. Not for pain, they'll use it for sleep, again, off-label. And just because you see your neighbor able to do something like that, no, you guys are not supposed to do that. You know, we talked about a sad case of a little a five-year-old in Colorado who had a cold, and grandma, we believe grandma, or she took it by herself, dextromethorphan, which is in cough syrup, and sertraline, which is a medication in Zyrtec, main ingredient, and she overdosed and actually died. And we don't know how this happened. Already, authorities are looking into this. We think it's by accident. But, you know, you just don't want to underestimate these pills. And that's something we talk about. Do not underestimate your medication. We had a caller last hour saying he wanted to get off the water pill he was taking. And when he tries to get off his water pill because he's lost weight and doesn't think he needs it anymore for his blood pressure, he starts to swell up pretty badly. Again, you know, not only taking a medicine has risks, but not taking a medication could have risks, even from the withdrawal. So you just, you want to be careful. You want to be careful. All right. For those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Happy Tax Day. Yay, Tax Day. Only 50% of us are paying taxes. Yay, good for us. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We did review medical tax deductions. We did review those. I did post an article on Genesis Communications Live. .com. If you cannot find that article, email me and I'll resend it. I mean, if you haven't done your tax returns, you're a little bit late, but some of you may have an extension and there are many things that you could write off medical-wise. But since we talked about that about a month or two ago, I'm not going to belabor the point. All right, guys, do not go away. We got much more coming up. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, as a physician, I get these notes from your insurance company every now and then. These are letters, little notes that come my way saying that my patient may not be compliant. He may not be taking his medication. He may not be, going to the eye doctor. And I'm like, wow, big brother. Like, how do they know this? Well, they're probably monitoring your prescriptions, etc. So then I get a note saying you need to call your patient, and find out what's going on and tell us what is happening. And I'm like, well, first of all, none of your business, okay? I have a relationship with my patient, etc. So we call the patient up, and they say your insurance company notified us that you aren't, taking your medication or you're skipping some pills. And they're like, whoa. I mean, it kind of freaks everybody out. Well, it looks like Express Scripts wants to be a part of this. The giant-based pharmacy benefit company today said it's launching ScreenRx, a computer program that can predict. Now they're going to predict which patients won't take their medicine. The company says the program is 98% accurate in fingering patients who will skip medication over the course of a year. Now, why would they do this? Why do they want to be involved? Well, people that aren't compliant with their medication, it costs money. For example, if I have a person who's diabetic and I have them tight, in real tight control. So now I could say, look, I don't have to do a blood test now for another 3 months. And then we could maybe even go 6 months. Well, they go off their medication and they come in saying, I feel bad. Start me back on it. Well, sometimes we could just start them back on it. Sometimes we need blood work. And then if we start you back on it, well, now you're not on the 3 or 6 month cycle. You're on the 1 or 2 month cycle of doing blood work because we need to see what the heck is going on again. So it does. It does cost money. Absolutely. I mean, imagine if you're in good blood pressure control, in good diabetic control, you aren't going to the doctor as often as those of you that skip your medications every now and then. You know, then you get an infection, and when you get an infection, your blood sugar climbs up to 300-400. The ER tells you you're going to be admitted and put on insulin, and now you're in your doctor's office on insulin when you didn't have to be if you were compliant. So I get it. It's just I don't like companies watching you. Anyway, so they say forgetfulness. This is being reported by STL Today. No, not SNL, STL. Maybe St. Louis. Okay. Forgetfulness and procrastination are the biggest reason why patients do not take their pills, accounting for 69% of non-compliance. When patients were polled, 89% of patients report they are taking the medicine, right? They're lying, okay? Some say they just forgot. High cost of medicine is another reason. I would say, I got to be honest with you, I would say stretching out the medicine is probably a larger proportion of this. Excuse me, people just want to stretch out. Like, let's say an antacid. Let's say I needed an antacid. I know how expensive those PPIs are. So someone's going to stretch it out, make it last. I see people do that with their blood pressure and their diabetic medication. They stretch it out. All right, so anyway, Express Scripts says its computers can tell likely reason for noncompliance, and the company will fit the solution to the reason. Forgetful customers will get daily reminders. Patients concerned about the medicine will be offered a chat with the pharmacist. Those with money, just take it! Take it! Those with money problems will be told about payment assistance programs or lower-cost drugs. Now, that's kind of helpful. That's helpful. Express Scripts says this program uses 400 factors about the patient, the doctor, the disease, and the therapy to predict who will skip medicine. All right. I don't know. It just gives me the creeps a little bit. You know, it just gives me the creeps, kind of peeking, you know, knowing what you're doing, that you missed that medication. Dr. Dahlia, you forgot to insert the NuvaRing. You will increase your chance of getting pregnant. Who is that, and where are you talking to me from? All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this is cool. This is really cool. There's this new medical device implanted in the heart. Now, what risk is that? Hold on a sec. Okay, maybe I'm not as excited. That could save lives, they say, by sounding an emergency alarm when you are facing an impending heart attack. Okay, now we know that 30% of the 1 million heart attacks that happen, right, each year, die before they even get medical attention. So what they want to do is they want to increase awareness that you could be having a heart attack. Some people, they walk around with a heart attack for hours until they start to feel sick enough because they don't realize it's a heart attack. Not all heart attack is chest pain. Remember, we talked about it. Sometimes you're a little short of breath. You could feel a little winded. You could be tired. You could be dizzy. All right? You could be nauseous and go, boy, whoo, I ate something bad. Whoo, I'm nauseated. You could be burping. You know, and that could be a heart issue. So anyway, in an upcoming article in Ergonomics in Design, this implantable device is called Angel Med Guardian, and it alerts users of an impending heart attack through a combination of vibrations, audible tones, and visual warnings. Oh, I would be paranoid. The device is currently undergoing clinical trials, costs multiple thousands of dollars. All right, but again, these alarms could, again, warn you, warn people around you that you're about to have a heart attack. Now, the alarms are provided in an implantable medical device like a pacemaker. It's put in the upper left chest, plus an external device like a pager that emits the alarm and also flashes a red or yellow light. We don't want your chest to flash a light like Iron Man. All right? And then I guess it's supposed to be user-friendly so we can all figure it out. There's supposed to be low-priority vibration patterns, high priority vibration patterns, right? And it's cute. It's a cute little sucker. Okay, so I see. So it gets implanted like a pacemaker, and then it goes off when it starts to detect abnormal electrical activity. I got to tell you, we are getting so high tech with medicine. This stuff is cool. It's cool. And I know it's probably expensive. I know. But, I mean, can you imagine? Here we are. We're trying to train everybody on how to identify signs and symptoms of heart attack. And also, you know, think about it. You do have many people that are paranoid if these things become really good, you need both sensitivity and specificity. But if these things become specific, meaning, I mean, if you're having a heart, if you're having symptoms, it's a heart attack. I mean, imagine how many people won't have to go to the ER later. I just don't like that idea. I don't like that idea. I don't want anybody diagnosing themselves at home. And I definitely don't want you to put your life based on a little thingamajiggy that's implanted into you. But that's probably where they're going to want to go with medicine, where many things will be able to be diagnosed by yourself at the house with monitors, such that our strapped emergency services could then have a better idea where they're going to and what they need, who they need to pick up and who they could leave at home. That's where I see medicine going. Plus the hoverboards, right? Yeah, and I think there will be a, like Back to the Future said, a Rocky, no, that was Earth, Airplane 2. There's going to be like a Rocky 70. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So now cosmetic surgery that makes your chin more prominent is huge. Okay, apparently people over 40 really want to get that. I really miss the way my chin looked in my 20s. Yeah, you know, less hair. Now, they say a total of 10, and even men are getting this operation done. There's been a 76% increase in men having a chin implant surgery. Because chin and jawline usually start to recede, and that's and doesn't look as jetted and nice and cut, you know, as we age. We've talked about how the face ages and different changes that start to happen. The eyes sink in a little bit. You start to lose fat in your face. The fat is a sign of youth. As you age, you lose the fat, and so you don't have that pliability. The skin starts to sag a little bit. You start to get wrinkles. You get those marionette lines. Bruce Willis has them pretty prominently by your mouth. Your jaw and chin don't seem to be as you know, specific and, like I said, as tight. And then your eyes, especially blue-eyed individuals, with your iris, you start to lose the color. You still have the color, but it lightens, which is why older people have very, very light blue eyes, yet your babies have those dark blues. So, yeah, I know many of us, we get those colored contacts, but it helps. It helps. All right, so they say chin implants were more popular than lip implantation or lip augmentation. I would never get that. My mouth is big enough. No way. And then cheek implants. Well, what do they do? You know, I have never seen one of these done. I mean, when I was in practice, I helped do breast lifts. We did abdominoplasty. We did everything. But chin, I don't know if that was around back then, that widespread. Huh, but that's kind of interesting. Cool stuff. All right. So I guess on your wish list for cosmetic procedures, I got to tell you, these people are getting everything done. Man, I honestly, it's frustrating to fight aging. You know, you want to kind of go with the flow. I don't have anything against plastic surgery. If it makes you feel better and you're still able to compete in a young person's world, you know, I don't want you getting cut every month, but you know, little nip tuck here and there, I don't think it's bad at all. Because remember, we're not old like people used to think when we turned 65. Many of us in the job market are well into our 60s and 70s, and we need to compete. All right, guys, don't go away. We got a lot more coming up. 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Crank up your savings at the Webb's headquarters for hand crank and solar power preparedness. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Save now on solar generators from $289. Solar lanterns, just $24.95. Solar waterproof flashlights, only $12.95. Cook anywhere solar ovens from $279.95. Portable solar panels from 21stCenturyGoods.com give you the freedom to harness the power of the sun to charge your gear wherever you go. Show your patriotism with our line of solar flagpole lights. Plus, find a full line of emergency and shortwave radios, solar lanterns, and LED flashlights. And see our monthly two-for-one specials at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number two, the number one, ST, CenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. Spend $100 or more and get a free hand crank solar flashlight when you mention you heard us on GCN at checkout. Crank up your savings only at 21stCenturyGoods.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we talk about asthma a lot. Very, very common. They say 1 in 11 people die in America of an asthmatic attack. And I think we under-treat asthma. Now, we over-treat a lot of things. I think we over-treat many infections. I think sometimes we overdo it with even cholesterol, and I have no problem saying that. I think we use too high a dose, and I think sometimes we need to use a smaller dose. But the one thing I have to show my frustration with is the lack of treatment with asthma. And the reason why is asthma is one of those medications that you have to treat before you have an attack. So trying to recruit healthy people that have a history of asthma to come in during a time of year when they're fine so we could prepare them for the time of year when they aren't fine and they're in a position where they can't go and get treated and they have to end up in the ER is very difficult to do. All right. So when I see my asthmatics many times once a year come in for their physical in June, July, oh, Dr. Dahlia, I'm doing great. I'm healthy. I'm fine. Refill my albuterol inhaler, my Preventil inhaler, so I'm good to go. And I do because I'm like, oh, they look great. But remember what I said. If you're asthmatic and you have bad seasons, whether it's winter, spring, summer, fall, I say you should have your doctor take a look at you in each of those seasons. Do a spirometry, do some sort of a breathing test, so we could take a look and see how bad you go. How low can you go? See how low you can go. And if we see that your breathing status or your forced expiratory volume or your vital capacity, etc., is not what it needs to be, then we can plan 2-3 weeks before the season, which is really cutting it close, to maybe start a medication, whether it's an anti-leukotriene antagonist like Singulair or Accolade, or to use something like, Spiriva, an anticholinergic, which I would use for COPD. Very rarely somebody has to use it, but I really like Advair or Symbicort because it has a steroid inhaler with it. So anyway, now they have this blast of electricity via battery-powered gadget that it could stop an asthmatic attack. All right, The device held against the side of the neck for 30 seconds, they say, all right, is battery-powered. It looks like a remote control, sends out low-level electrical signals, and it stimulates a nerve under the skin in the neck. This triggers a series of changes that leads to the muscles in the airways relaxing, allowing more air to pass through. Now, how do these medications work when we give you a medication for your asthma? Well, if we take a look at your albuterol or your Preventil, okay, those are called beta agonists. They open up your airways by stimulating the beta receptors. Now, when you, let's say, are running or exercising or in that flight or fright response, your epinephrine kicks in, adrenaline. And what does speed, epinephrine, adrenaline do? It helps open up your airways. Well, what does a bolt of electrical stimulation do? Again, it causes heart rate to go. It causes that fight or flight response. And boom, that's how it opens up the airways. So that's where they're going with this. They say it's a weak electrical signal. All right. And it, I guess it triggers your adrenaline. That'll trigger your vagus nerve. I'm sorry. And then, you start to get the, bronchodilation and bronchodilation to open you up. Now, people are, of course, pretty concerned about something like that. They're like, well, wait a second. You know, if I have a vulnerable heart, do I really want to take anything that increases my heart rate? Going back to the inhalers. Now, there's arguments both ways. I mean, I remember diagnosing a person with a pretty scary arrhythmia. I did not want to give them the albuterol inhaler. So, but the abnormal rhythm was enough to put him in the hospital. So when we did have to treat his asthma or his COPD, again, he was in a controlled setting. Now, the argument is would rather you be breathing and getting oxygen than not. You know, there's telling pregnant women you got to be careful with some of your asthmatic medications. But how I was taught when we were taking care of pregnant women all the way up until delivery and then delivering them, we wanted to make sure our pregnant moms didn't go into an asthmatic attack and die. Because a dead pregnant mom hurts the fetus too. So we want you to get air. We want you to get oxygen. So bronchodilating, opening up those lung airways are great. That's what the albuterol Preventil do. However, what causes the asthmatic attack? What causes the constriction to begin with? Well, inhalants, irritants, allergies, which is why during certain times of the year, whether it's allergy season or winter season, sometimes we have to start you on a steroid type of inhaler or a steroid inhaler that also has a long-acting beta agonist like Advair or Dulera or Symbicort, etc., to help open up the airways, decrease the inflammation, so you don't need to go into an asthmatic attack. When it comes to asthma or COPD, we need to prevent the attack, because once you're in an attack, then we're just chasing, it's like putting a bandage on a gaping wound. But we need to try to get you before you have the attack. And that's why it's recommended to see you at least a few weeks before that bad allergy season to try to nip it in the bud. So this electrical signal thing, now, why would this be even considered? Well, some people can't handle the steroids. Some people don't handle that well. So if you can't take steroids or it increases your blood pressure, worsens your diabetes, we may want to try something a little more mechanical. My only thing is you got to be a little careful with any electrical jolts, especially with the heart. Now, another study came out showing a vaccine for asthma sufferers that reduced the number of attacks. Now, what this vaccine does, and it's scientists at the University of Nantes, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, has developed a vaccine that delivers dust mite DNA into the body. Now, dust mites, especially their droppings, is what causes the protein in them, triggers many asthmatic attacks. And we talked about vaccines, and what do we do with vaccines? We introduce a little piece of an antigen into you, nano bit such that your body can develop an appropriate immune response. So what they did is they, I guess, tested this in mice, and they actually found that it prevented airways constricting when mice were near these dust mites. The treatment lasted for 90 seconds at a time, and the mice were happy. Okay, that's, I'm trying to read this as I go. So they're working on it. They're moving towards it. But we still have a long way to go. You know, it stinks. I've seen this. You know, I've seen kids outgrow asthma, and knock on wood, they do well. And then you have other people that as they age, they actually develop an asthma. Some of us that live in southern Nevada, I call it Las Vegas asthma, where after a while with the dirt, et cetera, you just seem to need a little bit more extra help whenever you get respiratory infections. I never thought I had asthma. I always thought I breathed fine, never, ever had an issue with asthma. But yet I got to tell you, now when I get sick, I can't sit in traffic. If I sit in traffic, the exhaust immediately causes me to wheeze. And I've never been considered asthmatic. But, you know, sometimes with age, sometimes with living in a highly polluted city, you end up developing, you know, problems with the lungs. Sorry, guys, it's been a long day. You end up developing asthmatic symptoms there. Okay, whew, let's move on. Okay, spinal injections may not aid lower back pain. Well, many of you guys that have gotten injections can tell us that. A new study, this is right now reported in Reuters Health, suggests that injections of steroids or arthritis drugs of the spine may not provide much relief for people with chronic back and leg pain due to nerve damage. Well, of course, we've talked about injections as many times a step before we go to surgery. And a lot of times those injections are helpful because you have irritation, you have inflammation around your disc, around the nerve. So if you could decrease the inflammation directly without having to take pills, but actually inject the Marcaine or lidocaine and the steroid many times, we use Solumedrol. It'll decrease inflammation around the area, have a nice localized effect, and many people, they feel pretty good right after the injection. But the long-term relief sometimes isn't there. So, and it's extremely frustrating because I know these injections are expensive, and the theory sounds good. And for some people, it helps. But in this particular case, they're saying higher doses of steroids or the anti-arthritis drug Enbrel may do a better job easing pain. So we'll talk a little bit more about this coming up, but please don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life. But it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack Backup Hand Pump Kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK, 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack Hand Well Pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Great news. Thanks to you guys, Talker Magazine has listed the Dr. Dahlia Show again this year in the Talker's Top 250. I get to join some of the best. I am so honored. Thank you guys. No, there's not 249 shows. There's a couple more than that. But yeah, yay! So very, very excited. Of course, a big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for helping make this happen. Big thanks to KDWN, all my affiliates, Trevor Oliver at XM. Very exciting to know that I got some people listening, but the Talker's Top 250 is a huge compliment, and I know one day, I hope he doesn't listen to the show. Yeah, if they do listen, just pretend that this is a really, really good show. All right, guys. Okay, let's move forward. Well, what's this here? C-sections tied to lower incontinence risk. Well, that doesn't help us. That doesn't help us. I had two vaginal deliveries. What am I supposed to do? I can't put them back. Women who gave birth vaginally are more likely to develop incontinence. Well, now you tell us. Thank you. Duh. We're talking about urinary incontinence. Urinary, not stool. All right. Well, you can have stool incontinence. Absolutely. You can have stool incontinence because of, you know, rectovaginal fistulas and et cetera. Yeah. Remind me to tell you about episiotomies later. Anyway, you know, when you give birth vaginally, there's a lot of tearing and screaming and blood and all sorts of stuff. Yeah, and so, but anyway, you get weakness of the pelvic floor. Now, another thing, though, that they keep forgetting to kind of clue us women in on is after a hysterectomy, many of us have pelvic floor weakness, and we are more prone to incontinence. You know, I sit here, and I count the days till I get my hysterectomy. I gotta wait. Can I wait? But I don't want the incontinence. I don't want to sneeze. I don't want to giggle. I don't want to cough and pee. You know, I mean, this chair is my chair in my studio, but I share chairs with, you know, other people at work. And they're not going to want any part of that. They're not. So, you know, my recommendation is talk to your doctor and say, you know, look, if you are going to be sewing anything down there, make it really, really tight. Now, in C-section, nobody's sewing anything near the vagina. I mean, they're taking out the child out of the uterus. They sew up the uterus, etc. So nothing's happening on the pelvic floor usually during a C-section. Yet when you do a vaginal delivery, everything happens on the pelvic floor. And the whole floor of the OB ward is looking at your pelvic floor. It's really, it's a horrible experience. I really never liked giving birth, childbirth. Very demeaning, right? Embarrassing. My friends come in and going, Dolly, are you giving birth now? I'm like, get out! But incontinence, not fun. We should probably spend some time talking about incontinence and how to, you know, what you can do to kind of hold it in. Many of us need to just go to the medications, the anticholinergic medications, because what that does, what they do, is they help, you know, kind of the anticholinergic almost mimics flight or fright a little bit. Because when you're, let's say, running track, right, you usually don't have to go to the bathroom. When you're fleeing a bad guy, you don't have to go to the bathroom, right? The epinephrine kicks in. Well, sometimes the cholinergic system allows you to relax, and these medications that are anticholinergic help stop the need for you to urinate or defecate when you're in the middle of a high-speed pursuit or chase. So the anticholinergic kind of is a little bit more stimulating, which is why some people that take these anticholinergics, they say they really got dry mouth. You know, you don't salivate when you run or you're in flight and fright. You dry up, and these medications could dry you up. But they work. They do work. Of course, I like the Kegels. I think everybody should probably put in about 2,500 Kegels an hour. That'll really tighten up those pelvic walls. And then, of course, every now and then, you know, the urologist may do a pelvic floor sling, right? That always sounds fun. And where it really tightens up things down there, and that seems to help. And, you know, many of us, we have incontinence because of other issues. You know, we could have bladder infections. We could have a tumor. We could have a uterus that is prolapsing. And as the uterus is pulling the bladder could cause urine to spill. So it's a very frustrating. It's not fun getting older. Why didn't you guys tell us this? You know, in school, we just think we're not going to grow old. And that's not the case. We will get old one day, but I thought, okay, getting old, you know, your hair will gray, maybe your boobs will droop. Nobody told me about peeing on myself. Okay, that was not in the program. I did not sign up for that. All right, let's move forward. What's this? For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We are celebrating being named in the Talkers Top 250 radio hosts in the United States. Bee! Yeah, I know. I'm really, really excited. All right. Fast food is saltier in the U.S. than overseas. Well, duh. Large differences exist between salt. Apparently, researchers examined the salt content of more than 2,100 food items purchased at Burger King, Domino's Pizza, Kentucky Fried Chicken, McDonald's, Pizza Hut, I'm getting hungry, and Subway. But they looked at all these places in the U.S., Canada, Australia, France, New Zealand, and United Kingdom. They looked at breakfast items, burgers, chicken products, pizza, salad, sandwiches, and french fries. And the study found that sodium levels in similar foods varied widely among the countries, and that fast food in the U.S. and Canada had more salt than the U.K. and France. Why? Well, don't they drink a lot in the U.K. and France? Don't they like wine? So they probably don't notice that things don't taste as good. Okay, so McDonald's chicken nuggets in Canada, I think they're still called McDonald's chicken nuggets, even in Canada, because, you know, the English part of Canada, contain 2.5 times more sodium than those in the UK. Oh, that'd be interesting. How did the French side of Canada do in salt versus the... That would be interesting. All right, so anyway, they look at 600 milligrams of sodium in a serving in Canada, but the serving size in the UK was only 240 milligrams. I know, cry foul. Cry foul. I don't know what to tell you guys. So maybe it's just, you know, they know that Americans, there's a lot of competition. There's a lot of competition. I mean, you know, what were we watching? Celebrity Apprentice or something? Anyway, commercial for a hamburger. I don't know if it was Carl's Jr.'s or Burger King, but it was something where that hamburger looked so good that my son, who had eaten a full dinner, goes, "Mom, I want that, and I want that now." And I'm like, "What are you talking about? You want, you know what?" It was a big burger. And you know, they really, in America, and I you'd think they've advertised it all over, you know, they advertise all over the place, but there's just such a vigorous type of competition here. Now, of course, that's what we are, you know, luckily blessed with, and that's what we have. We have free market, which is nice, but it's it takes a lot more to attract, I think, an American buyer, an American consumer. I just think it does. You know, but I think we're being bombarded with so much. I mean, everything, you know, "Oh, well, join our Facebook page." I'm trying to watch my show. It's uncanny to think that advertising is telling you to leave to do something. You know, you want to stay and watch a show. And the show doesn't want advertisers telling people to go away. You don't want to tell an advertiser to go away, tell a listener or a viewer to go away from the television set or the radio set. That never made sense to me. You know, when I first started radio, they're like, "Dr. Dahlia, don't forget, push your Twitter, push your Facebook page. Make sure they follow you on Twitter." Well, I know that many people listening have a little ADD. And, or somebody like me, where if I don't do it now, I'm going to forget. So if somebody says follow me on Twitter, I'm not going to remember that 5 minutes later. So I'm going to go to the computer to look up Twitter and to do that. Well, then I'm turning my attention away from the program. Right? And now, oh, now I'm on Twitter. Oh, I can look up what this is. Oh, what's this doing? So, you know, you really need to. I think marketing, I'm watching these commercials from a marketing standpoint and a psychological standpoint, and I think some of them are really dumb. I mean, look at what happened with Super Bowl a couple months ago. Absolutely ridiculous, some of those commercials. And they didn't do what they were supposed to do. Marketing is an art. And, you know, I've talked about this. One thing they're really missing is the jingle. You're really missing the jingle. The jingle is what attracted many of us to the product. I still remember the jingle, you know? I won't sing any jingles. Ooh, Kyle put the music on fast there. He doesn't want to hear me sing. Please, one quick jingle. All right, no more jingles. All right, guys, we've got one more hour coming up. If you could stay with us, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.